Victim Services. Resources are available through the VPD Victim Services Unit, 604-717-2737 and Victim Link BC. Call or text 1-800-563-0808, or email 211-victimlinkbc@uwbc.ca. Family members have identified one of the 11 people killed at Saturday's Filipino Festival in Vancouver. A woman named Ritza was killed when a Vancouver man drove a black Audi SUV into a crowd of people on April 26, just after 8 p.m. She had been one of thousands of attendees at the Lapu Lapu Day block party, a huge celebration for the Filipino community. The woman's cousin, Shelby Ann Marie Pacumio, said the family is trying to navigate an incredibly painful and heartbreaking time. Ritza was one of the lives taken far too soon during the tragic incident, Pacumio said on a GoFundMe page. The shock and sorrow are still unimaginable. It feels like a terrible dream we can't wake up from. Ritza was living in Vancouver and leaves behind a husband. We are mourning the tragic and unexpected loss of my dear cousin, Ritza, a loving wife, devoted sister, and cherished loved one to so many, said Pacumio. Family are now trying to reunite her body with loved ones back home in the Philippines so she can be laid to rest with her family. She is being remembered as the sweetest soul, kind-hearted, humble and hardworking. The GoFundMe fundraiser has raised more than $21,000 as of 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Dozens of people were injured during the senseless violence in Vancouver. Glacier Media has confirmed with a source 26 people were transported to the hospital with conditions ranging from critical to serious. The people killed range in age from 5 to 65. Police believe the number of dead could rise in the coming days or weeks. A 30-year-old suspect, a Vancouver man, has been arrested and is being held in custody. No charges have been laid at this time and his identity is not being released. Vancouver Police Interim Chief Steve Rye said that the person in custody does have a significant history with police and healthcare professionals related to mental health. "We've had a substantive contact with them over mental health issues," he said. Another GoFundMe has been created to help victims and their families. Father, son in ICU. A woman says her brother and his baby boy are fighting for their lives after being tragically injured during the festival. Val de la Cruz and his child Jeb are both in the intensive care unit. Both of them are suffering from severe injuries and multiple fractures. "Their family is heartbroken and overwhelmed," says Mart Nor de la Cruz. Val is a devoted and loving father, whose world revolves around his son. A fundraiser has been created for the dad and son.